Continuing our look back at the top news stories of 2025 in the Manhattan area, downtown Manhattan became a little more friendly to those of us who like to sip on an adult beverage and take a stroll down the block. In mid-July, following approval by the City Commission, a long-awaited common consumption area was developed surrounding a swath of businesses along Points and Houston Avenues downtown. Executive Director of the Downtown Group, Gina Snyder.
We're not talking about drunken debauchery. We're talking about strolling the sidewalks, being able to socialize with your friends, go into places with your alcohol and maybe purchase a diamond ring or purchase a sweater.
Some of the participating businesses in that common consumption area include AJ's Pizzeria, Bourbon & Baker, The Chef, El Patron, Finn's, Manhattan Brewing Company, the Tallgrass Tap House, and the Wine Dive. Each business has special cups to be used in the designated area. A few weeks after the common consumption area had been in effect, Manhattan Brewing Company co-owner Jake Vogely discussed how it had changed or impacted his business.
For special events like the Third Thursdays, we set up on our patio and we'll serve people as they walk by on a daily basis. I mean, we might get one or two people that, you know, they want to walk around and finish their beer and they just come up and they'll grab a cup and go. So really, there's not really a lot of change to the business other than it makes doing events easier.
In mid-August, we saw perhaps the trial of the year begin for 66-year-old Clark Peterson, the former Manhattan chiropractor who would go on to be convicted on 51 counts of sex crimes against 16 former clients. He'd go on to be sentenced to 32 years in prison for his crimes. Three of the women who were victims of Peterson's came forward with their stories to the Mercury and K-Man this fall. 70-year-old Kate Cashman and a half dozen friends gathered at her massage studio one evening in late 2023 for a book club gathering where the topic turned to Peterson, who had just had his first court appearance for sex crimes against patients in his office. Cashman said at the time the women in the group soon realized they had something in common, having disturbing interactions with Peterson.
And then the light started to dawn that, oh, this is endemic.
65-year-old Hirda McAllister said she had to be encouraged to report her attack to police.
I knew what happened to me was inappropriate. I didn't know it was illegal until I spoke with a detective.
50-year-old Carson Kober said she felt something was off when her husband didn't get the same treatment she did in Peterson's office. She had just moved to town and was a newer patient, had only seen Peterson a total of 7 times.
It started kind of really early on that I felt creepy vibes. I also sent my husband in, like my husband had back problems, and he got creepy vibes, but from a different way.
The women came forward with their stories to encourage other victims of sexual violence to do the same. You can read more on their story at themercury.com by searching for The Only Right Action. Budget season wrapped up at the end of the summer for government entities, with the Manhattan City Commission agreeing on a 2026 budget that will raise taxes by 7.7%, opting for a mill levy increase of 1.35 mills. The budget includes a slight mill increase for the general fund, levying more than $489,000, which the City Commission intended to use toward a 2.4% cost of living adjustment for all city employees, except for city administrators and department heads. Mayor Karen McCullough spoke about the increase in late August.
I think what's important is how do we run this city efficiently, as economically as possible. You can cut staff costs and you'll probably not get people of the same caliber. So, you know, if we want efficient people who will save us money, we need to pay them right.
Commissioner John Mata pushed back on the budget, arguing that after accounting for shifts in funding and savings, city services and property taxes have increased about 40% since 2024, and shared a data sheet with commissioners and staff at the meeting to support his claim.
In this budget, we've shifted a lot of money to property tax, which I don't have for paying for the RCPD, that is going to provide savings in a lot of other items that could have been used to save money on the property tax side of the city services, but we chose not to do that.
In the budget, City Manager Danielle Doolin opted to change how the city budgets for delinquencies, taxes that would likely go unpaid to the Riley County Police Department. In the past, the city covered those costs through sales taxes, when statutorily it should have come from leveraging property taxes. We will continue our look back on 2025's local news headlines with a look back at news from September and October coming up tomorrow here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples reporting.